Pride and Prejudice, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. Next Thursday, the U.S. issues its Old Glory booklet, 5 stamps showing patriotic knickknacks. It should prove popular with the public, especially now, but it will be hard to find at your local post office. Try a postal store kiosk. That's the pride, but the prejudice? The continuing flack about the Eid Muslim holiday stamp. Some people can't seem to distinguish between all the members of an ethnic group or religion and fanatics. Of course, it's not the first time prejudices have influenced our nation's stamps. Paul Robeson was a star athlete, scholar, and actor, yet there's been no stamp for him in the Black Heritage series, probably because he was blacklisted in the communist scare of the mid-20th century. And any time a photograph showing a famous person holding a cigarette is used these days as the basis for a stamp design, such as the playwright Thornton Wilder stamp a few years ago, that cigarette is gone when the stamp is issued, because smoking isn't in. And that's Stamp Collecting This Week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.